We're here with Joe Courtney, Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District, in office since 2007. Great guy. And I guess, Joe, what people really are interested in these days is politics. You got two races going. You got one in the Democratic Party between Hillary and Bernie. They don't need any second names. And you have a very interesting fight. Who claims the right wing in the Republican Party? And Donald Trump's way ahead. But Donald Trump has said some awful things. What do you make of that?
Well, again, I think the Republican Party, which I've had a pretty close front row seat to watch as a member of Congress over the last 6 years or so, you know, with the divisions and the splits within the party, to some degree, this is not a surprise. No. That, you know, these different factions are kind of squaring off. And you know, Rubio, I guess, is now sort of the establishment guy. Cruz is more the fundamental, you know, social conservative, standard bearer and hardcore conservative. And then, you know, Trump is in some ways a kind of another manifestation, I think, of the Tea Party in terms of the anger at Washington and the you know, frustration that people have with you know, the fact that this country's recovery, economic recovery, has not really picked a number of people up that a normal recovery would have. And I don't think his answers or approach is any even close to being a solution to folks in that sort of stovepipe, but it's fascinating, really, to sort of watch this major national party now, you know, really fractured deeply in terms of these campaigns.
Will that hurt them in the general election?
So, talking to you know, House Republican members, and we do talk, believe it or not, and sometimes go out for dinner, and you know. Obviously, politics is our business, so, you know, people are talking about this stuff. They are nervous about Trump. I mean, that's you hear that loud and clear. You know, obviously, this fight right now is going on with just primary voters who are the most passionate parts of their base. But the you know, whether or not he's ready for prime time in terms of general election. Even, you know, members from pretty red areas of the country, they are very nervous.
And they're nervous. I'm sorry, Joe. They're nervous because their seats will be at stake.
Correct. I mean, I think that, you know, and I think that's even more true in the Senate, where you've got, you know, people have to run statewide, that they gerrymandering doesn't help them. So, you know, again, that's the feedback I'm getting from folks who are obviously in that camp, and I think that's interesting feedback.
Okay, so you're announced for Hillary, as I remember it, and Hillary will may be the candidate against Trump. That's the way it's looking right now. What happens in that scenario?
I mean, I am somebody who has a lot of confidence in her, and to me, you know, the sort of moment where I think you could really see her strength as a candidate is, and, you know, people say how, you know, she's been battered by, you know, a lot of the negative, you know, internet and media out there. But frankly, any candidate running is going to experience that. This is such an incredibly pivotal election for so many groups out there in terms of, you know, the oil industry and the, you know, healthcare industry, and the Supreme Court is on the ballot, that it's just going to be, this is going to be a, I think, a pretty rough year. And watching Hillary perform at the Benghazi hearing, you know, where she, in my opinion, showed she's smart and tough and I think honest, you know, in terms of her answers, you know, that she's ready for the challenge. And I have a lot of respect for Senator Sanders. I've actually worked with him on some issues. We did a joint press conference a number of years ago. I was sharing that picture with some of the Bernie, you know, supporters in my district. But I frankly think, you know, being a senator from Vermont is really not the best vetting process. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, snarky. But I just think that, you know, what they're going through right now in the Democratic primaries is patty cake compared to what is going to be out there, you know, after the convention.
What would you expect, Joe Courtney, for the opposition to do if a Bernie were the, and I like Bernie very much, were to be the candidate, would they paint him as a dangerous Russian Bolshevik? What would they do?
Weak on defense, and I think they're going to hit him hard on taxes. And, that's issues that I think, are in their playbook. And, again, I'm not, going along with that narrative at all, but I think that would be their tact. I mean, frankly, they'll do the same against Secretary Clinton.
Hillary, yeah.
But I frankly think she's more ready to deal with that.
Right. You were saying before that you felt that the Republicans who had to defend their seats were nervous about Trump. Who's nervous about whom in the Democratic races?
You know, I haven't, that conversation hasn't come up because, frankly, the incredible meteoric rise of his candidacy,
right.
Was so sudden that and we haven't been, Speaker Ryan's schedule has been pretty light this year so far, so I have not had the same opportunity to kind of compare notes with people because, again, the Trump phenomenon has been going on since, the fall. And that's why I think, that conversation with some of my Republican colleagues, has been it just had more time to marinate out there. I have not really sort of had that or been part of those conversations on the Democratic side.
Okay, Joe Courtney, I wanted to ask you, we only have 2 minutes, but the president wants to close Guantanamo. Where are you on that one?
I have voted on the House Armed Services Committee to close Guantanamo a number of times. I mean, I think you can point to military testimony like David Petraeus, people like John McCain, who I think have said over and over again that this has been a recruiting tool for terrorists internationally, the presence and existence of Guantanamo. And we've obviously shrunk the numbers down there to 91. When I first came to Congress in 2007, it was in the hundreds that were at Gitmo. And so we're down to a much smaller group, and that's actually going to go down even more because they've got people ready to be discharged to other parts of the world that have accepted them. And I think it's time. The president's proposal is not really super specific in terms of what I've seen so far. And this will come up at the House Armed Services Committee. When we do a defense bill this year, that debate is going to be very intense regarding it. But, I'm not sure how great the prognosis is in terms of passing a measure, but I support that basic approach of closing it.
I only got a minute, but is it policy or politics? I mean, I think Mitch McConnell, one of those guys, said the other day, we're not going to give the president a chance to fulfill his campaign promises at the expense of national security.
Well, I mean, certainly that's politics, what you just described. But as I said, we've been over this a lot in terms of the committee I sit on, and I think there's very strong policy reasons why we need to do it.
It's always great to talk to our friend Congressman Joe Courtney, Democrat from the beautiful Connecticut 2nd District, in office since 2007. Thanks a lot.
All right, Alan.